on Panthers Radio in association with Zynomics, joined by the Nottingham Panthers forward, Matthew Myers. Matthew, we'll look back in a moment, but first ahead to the weekend, Sheffield Steelers. And kind of touching on the weekend, you must be in a confident frame of mind going into this game.
Well, it's certainly nice to have two wins back-to-back. It's the first time in a long time we've had four-point weekends. So, you know, obviously that was a really good set of results for us. And it does help bring a bit of motivation to practice leading up to this weekend's games.
Just look back on both games individually. The Cardiff game, it had a bit of everything. There was a real buzz in the building. Did you feel that?
Yeah, I mean, the building was pretty full. And obviously there was a fight to start the game with Mark and Gags there. Obviously that energises the building, energises the two teams. And to be fair, Cardiff came out buzzing and they dominated the first period and parts of the second period. But we hung in there and Jonesy played great and we managed to come away with a 3-1 win, was it? Or yeah. Whatever it was.
Yep.
So I know it. You know, we'd love to, you know, dominate the play, but essentially it's about winning games and we did that on Saturday. And then much the same on Sunday. We didn't really dominate the play and Dundee came and played a pretty good road game. But again, we managed to come away with the 2 points. So overall, happy with the weekend.
I just touch on Saturday. One big talking point was David Levin's goal. Did you manage to... Could you see it from where you were on the ice? Were you on the bench?
I was on the bench, yeah. I could see it. Yeah, it was a great tuck. It was a really, really clever play by Levy. And people said in our team, if he'd have been on the opposite team, he'd have got a two-hand across the legs or the back or wherever it might be. But, you know, to be honest, it was just a good hockey play and he protects the puck well by putting it through his legs and the D-man can't get a stick to the puck. And then, obviously, it takes a lot of skill to do that at speed and make the play to the top corner. And, of course, Bouncy and net, it is difficult because he doesn't really know where the puck is going. And overall, it was just a really, you know, started in the neutral zone with a nice pass from Jacob there. And Levy makes a really, really smart play and skilled play to finish it off. So, yeah, highlight real goal. It was pretty sick, actually.
And then on Sunday, you scored in front of your young niece, who I think is only a few months old. That must have been special.
Yeah, I did. I mean, it's been a long time since I got on the board, so that was nice. Matilda didn't care, pardon me. She didn't care. It was nice to have Paige and Scott and Matilda up. And obviously, as it happened, it was my 1,100 game too, which I didn't know about. I don't know if they planned that. It was cool.
Just moving on to Sheffield, they are a great side. They may be struggling a bit for form, but you know, what sort of challenges do they pose?
Sheffield?
Yeah.
Oh, they're a brilliant team. They're in the title race. And yeah, they've lost a few games, but they're still right there and they're desperate for points now, so they're going to come out all guns blazing. I think over the course of the series between them, they're probably leading. They're going to come in a confident group and know that they can win in this building. And we want to continue to win, so we need to be on our A game like we have to every night. We really need to be switched on mentally and physically and play a really good game.
And just finally, just another testimonial event to end the year. Monday the 2nd of April at Alia Casino, there's going to be a sporting dinner with lots of some good names, some big names from Panthers past, which I'm sure you'll announce, you know, in the coming days. But interesting to and important to mark people's card, there'll be a dinner, 3-course meal at Alia Casino, more details to follow. But do you think that'll be like a nice way to round off your testimonial season?
Yeah, of course. That'll be the final event we do for the testimonial, and it'll kind of be like a final dinner to bring the season to a close, and hopefully we'll be looking towards playoff hockey then, so everybody will be excited about, you know, hopefully having a good last 4, 5, 6 weeks leading up to that. And all testimonials typically have one of these dinners, and Alia have hosted a few dinners before for guys who've had testimonials. It's a good venue, and hopefully there'll be lots of people. I think there's about 180 seats available, something like that. So we can get that building full. It'll be a nice night of food, drinks, and maybe we can head downstairs into the casino afterwards.
Thank you, Matthew. And just to clarify, that event, Monday the 3rd of April. May have missaid it earlier on. The Matthew Myers dinner taking place on Monday the 3rd of April. Full details to come.